Blog Talk Radio.
I am.
No justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
It's a war outside your door, ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate. It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. Let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Yo, yo, yo. Third Eye Radio.
What's up? What's up, world? It's Crown Holder Cuzzo, also known as Paul Fenwick Bay.
And this is the Black Power Ranger, a.k.a. government name, Christopher Malcolm X. Aiden. Look me up.
Black Power. More power.
Black Power. All day.
We got a great show in store for you guys today. Guys and women. Today's topic of discussion is going to be religion and spirituality. So I hope you guys gathering your thoughts. And,
those,
you never know who we're going to call through.
And those of you who went to church today, you know, bring it to the table. So, you know what I mean? It's going to be a great call. We got special guest hosts. We got Nikhil Rashad. He's going to be one of our guest hosts.
That's awesome. That's true. And also, Will Capu will be guest appearing today. For those of you who know him, some of you who don't, you'll be informed of him and what he does.
And yeah, so, you know, it's going to be a dope show, man. I hope y'all enjoy it, and thank you for listening. Black Power Nation, Black Power Forever, Third Eye Gang, Third Eye Radio. We in here.
Black Power.
All right,
what's the great news show? The news today?
Yeah.
Let's break the ice on the news. Bay Area police say that Kaepernick's protest is harassing and threatens to start a strike. And also, Kaepernick said that he was going to donate his first $1 million of his salary towards empowerment of poverty. So Kaepernick, he's taking a very, very, very big step out here, people in the community. He's stepping up, you know, being he's highly talked about and popular. This man really is taking a heavy load on his shoulders. He really has. That's one thing I can say is that, you know, since the beginning of this whole epidemic with him, he's been stepping up to the plate, man, in ways people can't even imagine. It takes a lot of courage to do that in a man in his position.
Man, I'm telling you, I love to see that sportsmanship. You know what I mean? Like, he's an athlete. He's getting paid millions of dollars, you know. He don't have to step up, you know what I mean? A lot of them don't. You know, or unite or whatever, you know what I mean? Really be known for uniting and stepping up for our people. People scared to be known for stepping up for black people, and that's the problem, you know? That's why I'm arranging this game, because I'm going to step up for my people, and I salute him for everything he's doing. And I feel like, you know what I mean, it's all out of good intentions, and his actions are pure. So, you know what I mean, I salute him. Throw the fist up at him, too, all day.
Yeah, salute to Kaepernick. It's sad that people are people are throwing rocks at this man, and this man ain't doing nothing but throwing roses for us. And it's very ironic because it's kind of sad, man, to be honest, because it's like people stand up for us, and out of everything that people do in a positive manner, it's always going to be one individual that got something negative to say. Honestly, you know, they talk about how he has biracial parents. Excuse me, how he is a biracial child. And I feel like at the end of the day,
no such thing.
Just because he's, yeah, it's not no such thing. They're not looking at him as a white man. He's looking at us the same way that they looking at him the same way that they looking at us. You know,
right,
he's
exactly.
Trying to
he
help
don't get
us
no
and give
light
us
of treatment.
Point. Yeah, mm-hmm. He ain't getting no light of treatment at all. They bashing him
he
worse.
He's a light skinned Negro.
Worse.
At the end of the day. Right, yeah. That's one thing I want to say about these, you know what I mean? It's kind of a little off topic, but there's some stuff that's kind of popped in my head. Like these mixed people, you know, who want to claim and check the box biracial and I'm mixed with this and Indian and all that. Man, you black. These white people are white as fucking snow. You are not. So you're black. You know what I mean? Your hair is kinky. You're black. You know what I mean? You're not Mexican. If you mess with Mexican, you can claim that Mexican shit. You know, you can claim that Arab shit. You can claim that Asian shit. But if you mix, if you got black in you, black, period. You're going to be treated like you're black. You're going to be treated as such. You are as such because black is dominant. White is a recessive gene. You know, only time white becomes dominant if it's predominant. You know, and that means the recessive gene is taking over the dominant gene. And that's how white people was created. Created by man. You know what I mean? Believe what you want to believe, you black. You know what I mean? I just want mixed people start standing up and saying, I'm black, black power, let's do this. Not no mixed power, black power. Now, if y'all want to start your own mulatto gang for the cause, y'all can do that and we can link up. But black power all day, though, over here. All right, I'm done.
That's true. That's true 100%. That's true 100%. We need all the help we can get. All the help we can get when it comes to this fight.
Yeah.
And keep drawing lines in our circle.
For real.
Also, Cicely Tyson is to be rewarded the Lifetime Achievement Award from Congressional Black Foundation. So that's a good thing to know that people are being proliferated and noticed for what they're doing for us. That's what we need to do. You know,
man, she got the face of a strong black woman.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a goal right there, man. People talk about relationship goals and life goals. People got life goals to have houses and cars and necklaces and all of this stuff. But what do your awards and your achievements fit in on your life personal goals, personal life goals? People don't think about things like accommodations. Yeah.
You achieved getting the card. Oh, that's good. You had a big house. You had all this money. That's all you achieved. You didn't do nothing for humanity. You a selfish motherfucker, man, period. Simple as that. And a lot of people selfish. We got to get out them selfish ways. Individualism. Get out of it. You know,
right.
It's communalism. It's familyism. You know, coming together as one. That's the only way we're going to do this. You know, we need to start contacting our Ethiopian friends because that's the only country that's not controlled by Europeans in Africa, so we need to get in tune with Ethiopia. Like, I'm just being honest.
That's true. You speaking out of left.
Cicely Tyson, man, that's dope, man. And I always loved her, man. You know, don't she got a daughter to act too? She was in like Poetic Justice and a couple other movies. I can't think of her name.
To be honest, I'm not sure.
Oh, she was in Set It Off. The one who was scared. She's like, I got to feed my children when her kid got taken away from her.
Oh, that was her?
Yeah, that's her daughter.
I didn't know that was her, man.
Yeah, that she was in Set It Off. She was in a lot of movies back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to her, too. She's been doing a lot, you know what I mean, for black actresses and, you know what I mean, those who want to get into entertainment. Man, we need to get that flourishing, too. We need to take over that and have our own entertainment, a real BET.
That's true.
Black power entertainment television. We got to put power into it. Let them know we powerful.
That's true. Stick together. Power in numbers. Strength in numbers. Let me see what else I'm going to talk about today. black women and children across the country. They're starting to protest against school policies pertaining to hairstyles and the way that these women, these children, female children in school should wear their hair. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I don't even understand what that got to do with the curriculum or the system of the education. I mean, people got different ethnicities. You can't tell a person what's the best way to wear their hair. To be honest,
I got one word for you: communalism, familialism. With two words, but they both intertwine with each other because we need to have our own schools. And it's not hard. Take your kid out of school. Find a community of people who want to take their kid out of school and teach your own kids. Give them, you know what I mean? It's not hard. You know what I mean? It's not hard to make your kid a genius. These schools are dumbing our kids down. My daughter is in kindergarten. She's way ahead of these kids because, you know what I mean, I take time at home to teach her. So everything she already knows, she needs to be in first grade. She needs to be learning how to read. But they're holding her back, and they see her potential. She be on the highest card in a little thing, and they holding the back. So I know eventually, once they do teach my daughter how to read or whatever, and once everything starts moving for me, I'm going to take my daughter out of school and start homeschooling her because she don't need to be subjugated to what I was subjugated to. And I didn't succeed in school, not because I was dumb, not because I was lazy. It's because, you know what I mean, for one, it was too easy, and two, it didn't interest me. I didn't think me dissecting a frog would get me further in life. I didn't want to do that. You know what I mean? They make these kids do what they don't want to do instead of leading them in their own direction of what they want to do. And that's why a lot of us graduate school and we don't know what to do. We be in college for 4 years, graduating, you still ain't got a job. Why is that? I thought college was the way. Now you're in debt. Come on now. It's just, honestly, college should be free, honestly. Come on now. They pimping us, man. Understand the pimping system. Understand when you're being a hoe. You know what I mean? I refuse to be a hoe. To the government, to anybody, and you should too.
That's true. Hope everybody listening to what he's saying, because that's very detrimental. Very detrimental. Education is very detrimental to the future. You know, we can't leave it up to the school system. You know, a lot of people say they got problems with the way that the world being ran, but what are you doing individually to help stop the corruption? I mean, a lot of people mad at the school system, but at the same time, do we take time out of our personal spare time to study with our children, or do we just tell them to go do their homework? I mean, and even days where it's not school, still should set time aside and edify our children, teach them about their culture, teach them about math, science. And a lot of parents don't understand this, but really, children are more in tune, they're more interactive with the parents. So they'll listen to you and interact with you quicker before they would interact with the teacher. And that's truth. Also, another thing that bothers me since we're talking about education is the fact that a lot of parents buy their children all of these entertainment.
Hold on, say that again.
Our children. About the education is that a lot of people basically buy their children entertainment devices, games, handheld games, board games, game consoles, and at the end of the day, it's more or less, we need to start buying them more educational tools. You know, that's really what we need, more educational tools. Like, when I was growing up, we had multiplication cards. You know, we had things that would help us improve our education outside of school. When the child leaves school, they not even focused on school no more, which is understandable because we wasn't focused on
it. Look how they drag it out. Look how they – why in the hell my kid got to be in school for fucking 8 hours a day like they working a job? That's what drags it out. It's many kids who fall asleep in class. You know what I mean? Got to wake up mad-ass early and shit, man. Like, we need to have our kids comfortable with learning, not – stressed out like it's a job. School is not supposed to be a job. Knowledge is not supposed to be a job. Period. And they make it like that because they're getting these kids ready to be slaves. It's a slave training system. Whatever you're going to do and settle in school, you're going to be a slave to it because most likely you're not going to own your own business. you're going to be working for somebody. Yeah, you might be making a decent amount of money once you get that job, but you still got to deal with the racial subjugation. You know what I mean? Most likely you're going to be hired by a white man or woman. You know, you'd be lucky if you had a black boss. And sometimes the ways of some of our people, you know what I mean, they'd be trying to undercut you too. And try to, you know what I mean, capitalize off of your working effort. There ain't no reason nobody getting paid minimum wage at all. I just think it's absurd. Man, you know how much it costs to live. You know how, you know damn well, you know, man, $15 an hour or nothing. Period. I'm not selling it for less. I can make $8 an hour myself just asking people for a dollar. In an hour, I'm going to get $8. You know what I mean? If it's that serious, I'm not about to be overworking myself for these people. I'm a runaway slave to the system. And I mean that.
That's law. That's law. That's law. Let's see, let's see if I can think of anything else that's kind of detrimental to the news, a good topic. Also, a Lowell, North Carolina police officer was accused of impregnating a 14-year-old girl. What do you feel like should be his consequences?
Hold on. Repeat that, man. I don't think they heard what you said.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Repeat that.
It's crazy. A Lowell, North Carolina police officer was accused of impregnating a 14-year-old girl.
You see what these
what
kind
do
of doing to our people? Man, I think he should be killed. I feel like his nuts should be cut off. I feel like we should execute him. He should be executed. Hope he's not on paid leave. I hope none of that's happening because he deserves to die, you know? Like, I'm just being honest. You know, people like that who touch on little girls and molest kids. I know plenty of females who've been molested and they fucked up their life, man. They deserve to die because you just fucked up a little girl life. Anybody touch my daughter, they dying. And I did it. I put a sign on it. I'm just being honest, man. I don't play that. I don't play that, you know what I mean, touching on little kids. If she under 18, don't fuck. I don't give a fuck if she's 17. If you can't wait that fucking year, don't fuck with it. Period. Because she's still innocent. You know what I mean? Really, if she under 21, but you know what I mean? When she's 18, she's legal by law. But I feel like, man, you're a grown-ass man. You don't need to mess with no woman. 21, unless you within that age range. Under 21, unless you within that age range. If you my age, 26, and you're there dating 16, 17-year-olds, you out of line, man. You deserve to be violated. For real, you deserve violation.
That's true.
I don't play that, man. I'm just, man, that officer deserves to die. And that's it, death penalty. If that's how y'all want to do it constitutionally. You know what I mean? If we had a community, we'd kill them ourselves because that shit is not tolerated. Just like when you be looking at them foreign videos, you see all them villagers beating up somebody. Man, that's because that shit ain't tolerated. They don't play that shit. They don't play that shit. That's some detestable ass shit. You touch on a little girl, you dying. And you're going to die slow. We going to put you to death. But, you know, man, I ain't trying to really go too hard on that. But I'm just being honest, man. That shit is, that's a no-no. Trust me. If I find out motherfuckers been on that, man, I might chin check on myself. Period. I just
that's
don't
true.
Play that at all.
That's true. And I
what
feel
you think
as though,
about it?
That's true. And I also feel as though we got to start coming up with certain consequences as citizens against these people who are abusing the law. You know what I mean?
Right.
We got to
stay a citizen for anything.
Yeah. Just like how you said about the villages where they stone people. Some people are scared for their life. And at the end of the day, people not afraid of the law because people get away with breaking the law. But if you knew that even if you get away with breaking the law, your own people will still hurt you. It'll give you a double think.
Uh-huh.
You know, like basically you'll think twice. That's what I call a double thinker. People say double standards. So, man, we just got to colonize ourselves. I mean, we got to organize and colonize. We really losing a lot out here, y'all, and we really got to gain a lot faster than we're losing.
Right.
Because they want us to lose. They want us to lose. So, you know, it's never going to stop the fact that we have the oppression, but we got to learn how to become stronger and overcome the oppression in a way where we can still succeed and still gain
Right. Yeah, man. It's just, man, I'm just being honest, man. We gotta do what we gotta do, man. We got a mission, man. It's either, you know what I mean, we do what Garvey said or nothing. Listen to Garvey. Garvey gonna tell you what to do. And it's back in 1919. Come on now. Garvey gonna tell you what to do. If you ain't listening to Garvey, you call yourself a revolutionary, put it on the shelf. Because Garvey got the answer. Garvey has the answer, period.
That's true.
I'm just being honest. Regards to everybody who you seen after Garvey came from Garvey. Came from Marcus Garvey. A regular, ordinary man. Wasn't no super spiritual guy. Wasn't none of that. You know what I mean? A regular, ordinary person just like me and you. And he had the key. He had the plan. Man, get his book. Man, if you ain't going to make no investment in your life, get his book ASAP and follow suit. You know what I mean? Follow who going to tell you the truth and tell you the way it still is. After he wrote this book this long ago, he's a prophet. Understand that. And some of you are prophets. You know, I'm just being honest, man. It's time to get with the program. Leaders need to lead and followers need to follow suit in that order. That's all. Hello?
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought my phone hung up. You know, when you say some deep shit, your phone want to hang up and shit and do all that.
I agree 100%. Well, we got a great show for y'all today. Great topic of discussion, religion and spirituality. So we're going to move along with the discussion. I don't know if you want to go first, Chris, or I'll go first.
All right, is our guest speaker in? Is our guest speaker in?
Let me see. Let me check the phone lines.
But yeah, the topic of discussion is religion and spirituality. So you know, man, we're gonna hit it off for y'all with that, and let y'all come give us y'all feedback, and you know, have our guest speakers come in.
Yeah.
You say yeah?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He's on the line. You want to bring him through?
Yeah. To kick off this topic, we're going to bring in a guest speaker. I seen him on Facebook, man. Peep him out, man. Feel like he just as zealous as me as far as this movement is concerned. You know, anybody who's willing to stand up for our people, you know what I mean? I'm down for it, man. I'm 100% BPN, Black Power Nation. He's talking Black Power, you in this nation. So, you know what I mean? Nikhil Rashad, you know what I mean? Bring him in. Peace and love, brother.
Ashe. Thank y'all for having me. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well, man. Powerful.
I did that. You know, I want to, as brother Khalid, whatever you know him by, Khalid Muhammad, I always say, you know, he whenever he addresses the platform, he acknowledges everybody. So let me say, assalamu alaikum, shalom, hotel, ashe, peace, what up? You know, everybody that's out there listening, you know what I'm saying, tuning in. We definitely want to thank y'all for joining us today. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, ashe to that, man. Black power, man. Can you give us your Facebook information if anybody want to follow you or, you know, see what you're talking about personally?
Nikhil Rashad, NYKILRASHAD. Nikhil Rashad, you know, be well. I'm very outspoken, so you know, if you're looking for PG content, my page is not the page that you want to check out. But if you're looking for some real, spill, you know, I'm talking about to pull up in your drink, man, and mix it up. I'm definitely the one that you want to look up. You dig?
All right, y'all heard that, man. You know. All right. So, what are your views on? We want you to kick it off. So. As far as religion and spirituality is concerned, how do you feel about that? How you want to kick off this conversation?
My views pertaining to that, anybody that knows me knows that I promote spirituality. I identify myself as a melanated soul having a human experience. I believe what religion has done to our people probably has done the worst to our people because it's taken the mind. And it's boxed it in to the point to where people can't identify their own souls when they look into the mirror. They truly believe that life is really what it is, and they really believe in this matrix. One thing, the problem that I actually have with religion is the fact that within the past 30 years, somebody got to explain to me why within the past 30 years, black churches alone have created more than $500 billion. And we don't have not one single black Wall Street. We got four billionaires in the United States, not more than 30-something thousand millionaires. And we still don't have a black single Wall Street. But, yeah, we got churches on every corner right across the street from the liquor store. So when you look at it, you know, when you look at it and see it for what it is, you realize that it's white supremacy. It's just the white man game ran good. When you think about how, you know, Christianity itself was enforced on our people and how it was introduced, when you think about how Islam came about through the Arab slave trade, then you have to look at the origin and the history of it and realize what you're identifying yourself with, because it's keeping us down. It's no good for our people. And spirituality, you don't need somebody to teach you. You don't need a middleman. You don't need a third-party personnel to tell you what type of relationship you should have, one, with yourself, and two, with the universe outside of you and with inside of you, because nothing is separate of itself. So these are my views, and I think religion is a brain-dead institution, and until we actually remove ourselves from it or identify what it is for being what it is and learn that, okay, you can be a Christian, you can be a Muslim, you can be a Jew or Hindu or whatever you call yourself being. You can be anything you want to be. But until we acknowledge the black community or the African community and tackle those problems, then your religion means nothing to me. And I just have to call it for what it is. It just makes no sense.
Oh, man, I 100% agree with everything you just said, man. Everything about the whole religion and spirituality aspect. Spirituality is a personal journey. You got to go through yourself. You can share it with others if they agree in the same plane as you know what I mean? But that's some personal stuff. We need to stop having religion dividing us, you know, like, and race over religion all day. And I claim I got some shirts being made, race over religion, because, man, that's true, man. We got to understand that we black people in America, African people, Kushite people, if you want to really be correct, Kushite, and that's what it is, you know, and we need to acknowledge that and come together, period, unite, love, peace, and unity. That's it. That's all you got to practice. If you practice love, peace, and unity, we all do that and we all have that mindset, we'll be powerful and we'll be dominant, for real.
I agree. You know, when you look at the actual word itself, religion, tie back, bind. What is it binding you? What is it tying you back from? Your actual spirituality. See, they don't want us to be in tune with ourselves, with our higher self. The last thing they want us to do is to actually start thinking for ourselves. As you can see now, we're experiencing an awakening. And they're executing those of us that are actually speaking out against this system that they perpetuated, that's continuously enslaving us mentally, enslaving us physically. When you look at even the homosexual agenda, and this is something I had a dialogue about yesterday, and this is a very sensitive subject, but hell, it's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to notice. But I'm going to speak on it because it's there. You know, when you look at the agenda that they actually push, when you look at these churches, nobody speaks out against it. It's amazing to me how you know, those that identify with Christianity, those that actually read the Bible, and read the Bible and tell you everything it says other than the things that you're not supposed to be doing. That's the thing that I don't get. So when people come to me talking to me about their Bible, I have to first look at your lifestyle. I have to first look at you. How can you sell me this? Because if you truly fear God the way that you said you fear God, you'd be walking around here on a tightrope right now. So I can't take what you're saying serious until I ask you.
Right. Hello? Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Excuse me, King. The show may cut off. It may cut off in a minute. If it does, everybody, listeners, guest speakers, just call back and we will resume the show. If it does cut off, it may not.
Sorry.
Just
to let everybody
show,
know,
so.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just actually extended the time, so it may cut off. It may not. I don't know everybody, but if it does, call back promptly.
I get on the roll about this because I'm really passionate about this. I sit back and I watch our brothers and our sisters dispute and debate and continue to perpetuate this doctrine that was actually enforced on our people. And it, you know, in any book that tells you how to control a slave, man, tells you how to control a slave, man, any book that condones incest, any book that tells you that a man was suddenly just made and he was never a child and he never was conceptualized, he never came from a woman, any book that tells you that, yet that it forces you to religion dumbs us down and it forces us not to use our logic. And this is the biggest problem that I actually have with it. One plus
yes.
one equals two. So if you can identify those numbers, then you got to know that there is no man here that did not come from a woman. And I always tell people this, if you show me one man in the earth and on top of the earth that does not have a navel, then maybe I'll follow your religion. But until then, a man did not come from a woman did not come from a man. And so that's the start of the story. The start of the story is wrong.
Right.
And
if you think about it, bro, my bad. And if you think about it, think about break down religion. A repeat of a lie that's going on. Like, I'm just being honest. That's pretty much what they say to me. A repeat of a lie that's going on. Religion. Come on. The re-lie goes on. I'm telling you, just read between the lines of these words they put in our heads. And like you just said, they said, woman came from man. If anything, the Bible and all that religion, white people need that, man. Black people don't need that. We are naturally like this, and that homosexuality shit is unnatural, period. You know what I mean? I speak on it, too. You know, I mean, I got gay cousins. I got gay people who I know, you know, but that's unnatural. That's not nothing that's not nature intended. You don't see no male lions fucking other male lions. That's some sinful shit, and that shit came from these Europeans. I got to understand that, man, and, you know. You know, I can't help who you like, and if that's what you want to do, then that's what you want to do. But, you know, that's your agenda. But, you know what I mean, they're pushing it and they're making it acceptable, which is not acceptable. It is not something that needs to be pushed and embraced. They can do it, but we don't need to glorify it like we glorify it on TV. They have it all in these cartoons. Like, I'm to the point, I'm like, damn, I don't even want my daughter to watch Cartoon Network. I might as well let her watch what I watch. You know, because these cartoons ain't no better. They got little kids kissing each other and some more shit. You know, what are y'all teaching these kids, man? And that all that shit tied together, this religion shit, is so many contradictions in the Bible, in the Quran. You know what I mean? Only religion I'd be like, man, it's kind of decent is Buddhism. At least it teaches you to get one with yourself, which is what it is. Which
right.
is what it is, like, really. You know what I mean? It's all of them add up to the same thing, man. They all add up to 10. You know what I mean? Either it's 5 plus 5, 8 plus 2, or 9 plus 1. It's still equal in 10. Pretty much live right within yourself and treat others right. It's common sense. It's natural. And that's what people get tied up with this religion. Black people don't need religion. And I'm just going to be honest. They don't.
We need spirituality. And we need especially our sisters. And I talk to the sisters on this platform all the time. And I tell them, you know, the man was put here to protect the woman. I identify the black woman as God. But I believe that we are God. God only means power and authority, so we are gods within our own rights. You have the power to create life. You also have the power to take it. You have the power to manifest your desires. But we have to start protecting our women more. Our women naturally have a spiritual nature, and you and I both know it. In regards to men, we are more the aggressors. I know I know in my family, we don't play about women. We front line, ready to beam out the door when it comes to the women in our family, and that's just how I am, period.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
But our women have to get back to a place where they become more spiritual. They're more spiritually in tune. They're learning the ways of our ancestors. They're learning the magic. Like, white supremacy has done away with our minds, like I said. We believe in everything that they sold us. And we believe that that spirituality is evil. They taught you that Kemet was bad. But yet, if Kemet's so bad, then why in the hell are they over there trying to take all the resources out of Africa? See, they don't want us to look
mm-hmm.
at Africa. And I talk to my brothers about this all the time. They don't want us to look at Africa, but they ask us over there taking everything out of Africa while we over here thinking what? We don't know what the hell we're thinking because we're not connected to each other. We don't have any alliances nowhere else because we're too busy fighting each other. We're looking at each other. You're a dark-skinned black man. I'm a light-skinned black man, and vice versa. We got that willingness.
Mm-hmm.
We got to
yeah.
follow with it. We don't realize we fall into that system, but our women have to become more spiritual. If you're going to pray, if you're going to meditate, pray for us and meditate for us. And we got to be willing to stand up for our women and lay our lives down. There is no reason why a black woman, especially when she's around a black man, any black man, whether she knows you or not, she should feel protected around you. And that's what we got to do, take back our community, raise our children. I don't give a damn what type of relationship you have with your children's mother or what type of relationship you have with your children's father. We need to be there for our children. We got to rekindle those relationships, and it's time for us to just take back our community. That's what I believe in strongly.
Definitely, definitely. Paul, you there? I don't know if he's in or not, but I was trying to see if he had anything to say about it. And then, you know, I mean, let's go to another base. Let's go to Jesus. You know,
I'm here.
Okay, you there?
I'm
let's
here.
Go to Jesus,
I'm just listening,
man.
You know, and I'm thinking at the same time, you know, because I'm king on some
yeah,
real shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
man,
you got me over
had
here
to bring
thinking,
a man.
You know,
he's spitting that fire, man. He's spitting that gasoline for real on
yeah.
Facebook, spitting that pure gasoline to people, man. I love that shit, man. That's my fuel. That's putting gasoline on my fire. I love when somebody can put gasoline on my fire, man, because I be spitting fire. So I love when somebody else can put some gasoline on me and make me grow. Man, that's what we got to do. Keep on spitting that gasoline on each other. We're going to be so powerful. It's going to be unstoppable. For real. Paul, anything you got to add on to this?
That's true. That's true 100%. He touched on a lot of good areas. A lot of good areas.
But yeah, let's get
Hello?
To Jesus then, man. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here too. I'm still.
All right. Okay, I feel like, okay, the life of Jesus, you know what I mean? Mark, John, Luke, and Matthew, the four testaments of Jesus in the Bible, you know what I mean? So they believe. Okay, for one, you know, I'm not discrediting the story as far as the morally correctness of the story, you know? I understand the reason they had the character Jesus and everything he taught was of good nature. I'm not detesting
right.
that at all. You know what I mean?
Right.
All I'm only part I don't agree with is why y'all praising this person. For one, if his name wasn't Jesus back then, why y'all calling him Jesus now? And for you know what I mean, another reason, it's like y'all saying y'all God is a jealous God.